A sitcom premiering tonight called Partners has a major advantage over other new shows this season. Partners was directed by James Burrows, which is a name with particular resonance in Hollywood. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, when Burrows directs a TV pilot, it's more or less a given the show will be picked up for a full season.
Don't just take my word for it. Ask the former president of NBC Entertainment.
It's staggering.
Warren Littlefield says James Burrows directed the pilots of Cheers, Friends, Frasier, Taxi, Night Court, Two Broke Girls.
That's unheard of.
And over 50 other pilots, including The Big Bang Theory and Third Rock from the Sun.
There's no one on the planet that has had that level of success.
So when Littlefield was developing a promising new series called Will and Grace about a decade ago, he told its creators to meet with James Burrows. But David Cohan and Max Muchnick were secretly unimpressed by the chance to work with a legend. They quietly decided they would do better with someone younger and fresher.
We thought, well, we'll do the old man a courtesy. We'll take a breakfast meeting with him.
But Burrows won them over. He ended up directing the pilot and every single episode of Will and Grace ever aired. Cohan and Muchnick say Burrows' speed and precision elevate comic moments already written as funny, like when the characters Jack and Karen get into a slap fight.
Get a grip on yourself!
You get a grip on yourself!
It was written as slap.
This, says Muchnick, is where Burrows makes a slap fight sublime.
Jimmy made it slap, slap, slap.
It wasn't slap, then look and be outraged and slap back. It was slap, slap, and then look at each other and be outraged.
Burrows was weaned on terrific comic timing.
Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky.
He grew up backstage on Broadway. His dad was Abe Burrows, who co-wrote the script for Guys and Dolls.
When I went for jobs and stuff like that, I made sure that they know who my dad was. And when I was dating girls, especially if they were from Broadway,
they'd learn his dad was Abe Burrows. And Burrows Sr. hired his son as an assistant stage manager for a new musical.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, which was a huge flop.
It was so awful. The star, Mary Tyler Moore, fled the stage in tears after every performance. She bonded with the assistant stage manager and later let him direct on TV for the first time.
Newsroom.
I did an episode called Neighbors. It was not a very good script.
But Mary Tyler Moore was pleased. That led to more directing and then James Burrows' first pilot for the show Taxi. Taxi was about a grab bag group of drivers at a New York City cab company.
The actors were not from the same planet. So that was the hardest show I ever did.
Also, because the set was so enormous, Burrows decided to use four cameras, not the usual three. Multiple cameras means you get multiple takes, all at the same time. And that meant the actors just had to nail a joke once. That changed the look of contemporary sitcoms, but for Burrows, it also meant he could capture the live audience's genuine, spontaneous response. One of his favorite moments was during an episode when an aspiring cabbie has to take a written driving test.
And the rest of the drivers are there giving him support, and he gets to the first question, and he says to the rest of the drivers, what does a yellow light mean?
The answer is...
Slow down. Okay. What? Yellow light mean?
They repeat that joke not one, but three times.
That's one of the biggest laughs I've ever heard. That laugh goes on for 45 seconds.
That particular Taxi script was written by brothers Glenn and Les Charles. They teamed up with James Burrows to create a brand new show.
We love Fawlty Towers. We wanted to do a show about a hotel, and then we said all the stuff will take place in a bar. And then we decided, no, we're going to do a sports bar, and we found a city, Boston. Cheers has always been my baby. That's my child. I have four daughters. That's my fifth daughter.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Burrows says he's not really into creating shows. He prefers the hands-on work of directing. Right now, he's getting ready to film an episode of the new comedy Partners and stomping around backstage.
Gursky, stop tinkering, will you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Burrows.
It looks like a regular theater, not too big, but with a long corridor, with the sets for different rooms sitting one after the other. The camera and crew can travel back and forth, but the audience is fixed in front of the main set. They need overhead monitors to watch the scenes in other rooms. That makes James Burrows a little crazy.
Back in the old days, when we did Cheers, there was no monitors. So the audience had to watch the action. Therefore, we had to have all the sets in front of the audience. It was never a problem.
James Burrows is so against monitors, he ignores them when he directs. He doesn't even look at the stage. He's famous for directing with his eyes closed.
I don't worry about it anymore. And I know when I block it and when I do it and when I plan it, I know I'm going to get the shot. So I just listen to the music that the cast makes.
It's almost not like directing television, he says, so much as radio. Partners is actually his second show with the Will and Grace guys, and the third time he's directed something called Partners. One was another sitcom back in the 1990s, and the other was the only feature film James Burrows ever directed. He didn't like the experience, he says. He's a sitcom guy. Netta Ulibi, NPR News. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
This program's name is Morning Edition from NPR News.